think the problem that I have with habit 5 is probably the same problem all of us do. We are the sum of our experiences. We filter everything that comes in through that cumulative knowledge, all of those experiences that we've had, prior dealings, and we typically end up with a lot of preconceived notions about, you know, what's being said or why it's being said, but we evaluate that from our context, from our frame of reference. So in seeking to understand, consciously I know that I have to separate myself as much as possible from my frame of reference so I can get in their shoes, I can see where they're coming from. It's easy to say that theoretically. It's much more difficult to do because there are some things that you feel very strongly about, and it's very difficult sometimes to turn those things off. The only way I've found to deal with it is just to constantly remind myself the perception is reality, and these people, even if it's not my reality, it's theirs.
My mentor, really, for Habit 5 has been my husband. He is amazing at just listening and understanding, and before he even says a word or makes a suggestion, it's all about understanding where I'm coming from. And that is a skill I'm really trying to learn from him. It's very valuable.
I consider myself a really good listener, and I tend to like focus on what's really going on around me at work a lot because I don't want to miss anything, and I want kind of like cohesiveness in the group. But then when I get home, I want those same things, but it's like I'm just mentally drained from doing it at work a lot of times. And so I'm like, I do the type of listening where you go, you know, shake your head, like, oh, yeah, yeah. I stick a video in for the kids, and my husband, we work different shifts, so it's really hard because, you know, when I'm ready to talk, then he's tired, and he comes home at midnight, so it's like to wake me up and get some conversation, and in the morning I'm rushing, so I know that's a skill I really need to work on, is listening to him more